Grab onto your cat ears, cats and kittens, because it's time for the real fun to begin. Podcasting from ninjaconsultant.com. Wait a minute. This isn't otakugeneration.net. You guys tricked me.
Here we are in our hotel room at Otakon 2005. We have special guests.
Special guests. Who are we? This is Aaron and Noah.
And then we have
Ninja Consultants.
Derek, Allison, and Scott.
Hello.
Here they are.
Talk louder.
We've decided to get drunk before we go to the AMBs because even though Noah says they're all good,
they're all good.
The romance ones may not be good.
Well, I didn't see the romance ones.
But we just came from the Final Fantasy live action thing that was
versus
like
versus Kaiju Big Battle.
That was definitively not good.
Oh man.
Which was like,
I know some of the people in it, so I feel extra bad.
Now guys, you only saw a quarter of it.
let's not judge the whole thing. Tell you what, Scott, I got an idea. Why don't you go back?
You can tell us if it gets better.
Yeah. I'm worried we're gonna go into the artist alley tomorrow and everybody's gonna be like, oh man, that movie really picked up. Like, that last bit with like the dwarves.
Yeah.
And,
you
like,
know, if there
the
were dwarves,
ninjas,
I don't need to see it.
No. The ninjas, last maybe. Ninjas.
It would have to be like the last 20 minutes where a kaiju takes over production values. Because, okay, I've seen a kaiju DVD. They can do okay, low budget videos. This was not one of them, and yet they loaned their good name to a filmmaker who completed the film in only 4 months and feature length. It really shouldn't have been.
But that guy is
never complete a film in 4 months.
Now,
I wouldn't do that.
Kaiju Big Battle has many villains other than the Cube.
Dr.
Right?
Cube. Well,
yeah,
Dr.
Yeah,
Cube
Dr.
is
Cube.
He's the lead villain.
But so I mean, what I wonder is if we had suffered through more of the behind the fantasy videos and various other things, would perhaps, you know, various other more interesting monsters have inevitably
I'm certain that that's the case. What I was surprised about is that, so far as I know, in Final Fantasy, there's no kung fu. And there was a lot of kung fu. There was a lot of pretend kung fu in that movie. I was kind of expecting to see the sort of split-screen Final Fantasy versus kaiju, which would be cool, which would be cute. And maybe that's what we're missing. And they did with the little menus. The menus.
They only
cool.
did the menus that one time.
They only did it that one time. There were more fights
also,
than that.
Also, they needed to have gotten a better costume person because, man, those Chobits girls should have been completely ridiculous dresses. This is clearly just,
I agree.
I mean, you know, really, if you're going to go with the whole Persicom thing, you need to go all the way.
But the way this guy recruited was by emailing people on cosplay, like, listservs. So he got volunteers and probably, you know, his friends and neighbors. Do you have a dress? Put on these Chobiteers. It was clearly like last minute casting.
Yeah, it was not very good.
There were a couple of video effects in the film that were actually funny. Like, it's just the primary footage and sound recording were a total disaster.
Yeah.
Also, the ending.
Really? They should have spent another 4 months just replacing all of the dialogue.
And Yeah.
And all the actors and the concept. All right.
Here's a lesson to all you low budget, super low budget, filming in your backyard, parents' video camera filmmakers. This will save you tens of thousands of dollars of going to NYU. Make sure your sound is perfect, because even if the picture is total crap, people can tell what's going on if your sound work is great.
That's true.
Kind of not following this rule right now, because this microphone is kind of shit. But making a video!
Do what we say, not what we do.
But we don't have Eyes on Me playing on a loud boombox while we're talking about this right now.
That's true. Okay, so what else did you guys do today?
Something amusing happened in Artist's Alley today. That rocked the podcast world. All right, there we were, sitting at the Ninja Consultant table at Artist's Alley, trying to make a buck. You know, we got to work too. And all of a sudden, these guys show up, and they're like, whoa!
Are you Ninja Consultant?
And they're like, well, we're Otaku Generation. And we were like, whoa! And we were like, whoa! And then there was this other guy who was like, wait, you're Otaku Generation? I'm the Amazing Baka Radio! It was a podcast panel right there.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Total serendipity.
It was like two guys from Otaku Generation, because apparently everyone else fell on hard times, or lived too far away, or had to take care of their kid.
Were too freaking lame, like that one guy. So, who was it?
It was Bryce, and I forget the other guy. The guy who's like their tech guy.
Paul Shushuk.
And the guy who can't stop laughing. He's constantly laughing.
That's not the guy who
even at his own jokes.
No, I think you're thinking of someone else.
Oh, the
guy who owns the studio and equipment
owns like.
Well, he provides the basement in which it's recorded. He's the one who laughs at all the jokes.
I think we're speaking of ownership in a literal, not philosophical sense.
I don't understand.
Owned, not pwned. There were a couple...
Pwned, at the moment, is always funny. Is never not funny.
Okay, so what else did you guys do today?
Well, I embarrassed myself in front of at least, 500 people.
Allison had, like, 30 seconds of fame...
Oh, yeah.
...expended, where... So, we talked about Genshin for, like, a whole episode on this show.
Because
so,
it's awesome.
Yeah, but clearly a lot of people here at Otakon hadn't seen it yet, and they were showing episodes 1 through 4. So Allison dressed up as Saki-chan, and when Saki-chan goes crazy and hits Otaku with a broom and has cat ears on, Allison ran across the front of Video 3 with a broom.
Whoa, that was you?
Everyone screamed and cheered, and it was a wonderful Rocky Horror-type moment.
And then I fell over, which
happened
only a little bit. It was when I was picking up my ears. It was amazing, because I was thinking, Allison, I don't care what you do. I was saying this to myself. Allison, I don't care what you do as long as you don't fall over. Just don't trip or break anything or fall over. And you know what I did? I fell over. I was already low to the ground anyway, so I think only the front row noticed, and all of them were like, oh my god, are you okay? And I'm thinking, I only fell like a foot. This is nothing for me.
Here's the thing. Okay, Video 3 was so crowded, I could not see that Allison had fallen. I think a lot of people hadn't, because everyone started showing up really early for this fan parody thing, which turned out to be kind of a bust.
Total bust.
Well, the DDR video
was
cute.
DDR was funny.
Oh, yeah,
the DDR
right.
video was worth
seeing. And there may have been more videos after.
Yeah, they were showing,
I'm
like,
sure
trailers
there will be, but we
and
have to go to AMVs.
And stuff during the intermission.
Fans parody stuff.
Well, hopefully tomorrow night they'll show the big ones, like the premiere of Steam, the movie that we saw part of last year.
Yeah.
But it's cleaned up and totally re-jokified.
Re-jokified indeed, because
it wasn't
doing very well.
But it did have a couple really funny moments, like the Shonen Eye for the Yaoi guy.
That was great.
Or was it Yaoi Eye for the Shonen
Eye? That actually nearly killed me.
That was really funny. And also the moment from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure that cut to a Sprite commercial where they have a cantina in the desert and they're dragging a prisoner across the desert. They open the cantina, and instead of giving the guy some water, the guy's head is ripped off and sucked into the cantina, which then kind of pours blood into the desert for the next several seconds. And you're like, what the fuck was that? Like, then they put in some kind of extreme 7-Up logo. But at that point, you're just like, oh my god, what is going on in that show?
So recovering from the blood. See, frankly, I'm just hoping that they actually show our friend Uralis's with a glomping video.
They might show it tonight, and then we'll miss it.
That would really suck, because I would really like to see it in front of a large group of people, because I personally think it's funny, but I feel like when there's 500 people in a room,
well, we can put it on this website.
Everything is 8 million times
funnier
than
Uralis. The glomping is very good.
I think it's a very funny video, but I would make my own cut, where it just starts with Kakashi saying, glomping? What's that? And his friend's like, don't worry, I got your back. And then, and he's glomped 9 times. And that's the end. Where she asked for feedback, and
she did nearly everything we told her to do.
Yeah, she said she apologized to me about the Blair Witch ending, because I said, there are too many Blair Witch parodies in the world, you can't do it anymore, it's like doing a Matrix parody. The world has reached some kind of critical mass of Blair Witch parodies, and it's another one could implode the universe, and you don't want to do that, do you?
Her
and then she's like, lol, sorry,
yes,
my friends really liked the Blair Witch thing, and so it stayed in.
That'll be
fine. SDFU noob.
Also, Uralis knows something about sound design and editing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but the Cornell DDR video just showed before the Final Fantasy disaster was really good. Like, it had really low budget stuff, but they did have decent audio. The only drawback was that parts of it were subtitled, and in a large crowded video room, you couldn't actually read them.
Also, there's this total spaz sitting in front of us who just kept...
That guy was nuts.
Walking up and down. And
oh my god.
He
was crazy.
Flying hummingbirds.
He was trying to read the subtitles between people's heads, but he decided to cover that up by making it look like he was picking a wedgie.
Whoa.
Nice.
Are you
sure it wasn't the other way around?
He was really twitchy. He was nuts. Like, he turned to me after Kujibuki Unbalanced. Like, I said, oh, we didn't get to see the best part where the girl eats all the mushrooms and they lose the contest. And he's like, dude, I've seen the rest of this. And what happens is, like, she almost totally licks this mushroom like it's a guy's penis. And I'm like, thank you, kind stranger.
He's like, there's a mushroom that looked like a penis. And we're like,
okay. Because actually, I'd already seen it.
Another highlight of today was going to the panel with Seiji, I can't remember his last name.
Mitsushima.
There he goes. Derek, say it again.
Mitsushima.
There we go. That guy. Anyway, who's the director of Full Metal Alchemist.
Yes.
Who, despite the fact that I can't remember his name, is super awesome.
He was really funny.
And there were many questions.
I wish he'd been mic'd better.
Yeah. There were many questions that were interesting, you know, whatever, but I think my personal favorite was somebody who asked, which was your favorite of the seven deadly sins.
This kid was like 10.
Yeah.
And he phrased it in a really complicated way. He's like,
yes.
In your opinion, what is the most... And, like, he used three-syllable words to get this out.
Bizarre. The great thing is, first he asked, "Wait, you mean the characters, right?"
That was great.
This guy is awesome. Then he answered, "My favorite of the sins is lust, because cute girls are awesome."
I think he said
lust.
I like sexy girls, so I guess lust.
Yes,
that's true. Yeah. But yeah, he was totally awesome. Yeah. I was really surprised that more people weren't at that panel because
so was I.
Great, and had a lot of interesting things to say. And
well, I think if you just go by the name in the program, then it's kind of hard to be like, oh, that's the FMA director.
That's true.
I thought it was kind of cute how he fanboyed the Shinji guy from Evangelion, the storyboard artist.
Really awesome.
He's like, oh, awesome. Yeah, I really like, I'm talking about him a lot. I should talk about him more.
He was really awesome. I wish he'd been on the mic more. He was sort of far away from it. Sometimes they had the usual panel problems where you couldn't hear the audience asking questions, but we sat really close to the front. And then, like, you know, maybe if you speak Japanese in the audience, you'd like to hear what the Japanese guest is saying before the translator feeds it back to you. And sometimes you could hear him, but for the most part, no. Like, there was a great question where someone asked, "What are those sparkly things around Colonel Armstrong's head?" And you could hear the director say, you know, blah, 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 sticky.
Sticky.
Yes. And everyone laughs, and the translator's like, "It means he's awesome and wonderful." Yeah. And everyone laughed again. But also, some of the audience asked really annoying questions or repetitive questions, which is always a problem.
They kept rephrasing the question because they didn't like the answer you provided, and it's kind of like, you know what, that's really the only answer you're going to get. Reasking the question is not going to result
in any new answer. It's like, you know, you're done, pass the mic.
There wasn't the obligatory one person said, "I don't have a question, but I just like to say this," and it's usually something lame.
Yeah, there was also the obligatory person who's like, "I'm also an animator," and then guest actually asked.
Is that person there?
Yeah, and they were dressed as, it was a girl. And the director asked, "So, what have you animated?" And she was like, "Actually, I just got out of college."
It's like, animation. Good luck with your career.
Yeah, I always hate that when it's like someone plugging their own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, however, the woman who went up there was like, "Can you sign my book?" She was actually polite and nice enough that I didn't mind.
Well, she also had an angle. Like, even if there was no autographs, she was like, "I'm a mother who spent a lot of money on your show. Please sign this thing." And he was like, "My producer thanks you."
Also, there's the inevitable person who's like, "So when does the movie come out here?" And he's like, I don't know.
I did want to know, but it's not like he would know.
Yeah, because not all directors are like one of the ones that we know, and they I'm not allowed to mention because of Aaron's extreme paranoia.
Our boss. All right, my boss laughed at me when I said I had an anonymous podcast. He's like, "Why? Who cares? The cable station that shows our show won't care."
That you won't even name? You work in animation. I wonder which network that could possibly be.
It could be several networks.
Uh-huh.
Ours is the Extra Special Network. But see, because our boss obsessively knows every single thing that's going on with a show in every country ever. You know, he'll tell you every once in a while, he'll be like, "Oh my god, our toys just shipped to Kmart." And we'll be like, "You know that." And he totally does know that. However, most directors are not that OCD.
Yeah, they're not that involved. Like, he oversaw the writing of the trade of the collectible card game because he really likes collectible card games. But a lot of people, it's like, you know, you buy a license for a show and you make merchandise, but you don't really get back to the creator with it. But for our show, yes.
Yeah. Wow, it helps because it's giant Magic the Gathering freak and gets a lot of free cards.
Also,
so
Pokemon,
everybody wins.
And a Pokemon card player.
And that's true. Pokemon
this man
card
is like
player.
35.
He routinely plays Pokemon against 10-year-olds with giant tournaments. It's
and
totally
beats
awesome.
Them.
Maybe he'll be glad. Maybe
now
he'll
beat him.
If he ever listens to the show, maybe now he'll be glad that it's anonymous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we have to go watch AMVs.
Well, yeah, we've got
to
be really early for the romance category.
I'm really
like,
sad.
Sarcasm.
Anyway, so off to AMVs.
Hooray, that ends part one of Otakon coverage. Music is by Analog Lights. a division of Giant Spider Inc. For more information, email Steve at giantspiderinc@hotmail.com. You can visit us on the web at ninjaconsultant.com and email us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com. We're also on LiveJournal and LiveJournal users, Ninja Consultant.